Good afternoon. Welcome to the Warrior Soul Podcast, and this is the second edition of our Warrior Tips. These are shorter episodes that are going to be in between our longer episodes that are just going to give you some tips on life, some things that I've come across, some things that I've read, some things that I've learned from other people. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about the fact that you truly have nothing to lose. You know, I've gone through a lot of ups and downs in my life, and I got to serve in the United States Marine Corps. I got to graduate from college. I've opened up several businesses, but I've also suffered from depression and survivor's guilt, and I've had massive financial hardships that left me homeless, living out of my car, and left me without a lot of sleep. You know, staying up at night, being so scared, worrying about bills, worrying about whether or not my girlfriend at the time was going to stay with me, worrying about my future. And even when I've been more stable in my life, these worries were still on my mind. You know, fear of loss and failure has chased me throughout most of my years. As a Marine, it was always related to fear about whether or not I'd be good at my job, you know, worrying if I was going to do the right thing in combat, worrying if I was going to be a good Marine or not. And as a civilian, I feared loneliness. I feared loneliness so much that I would womanize, and I was just scared of not being able to find the right person. So I was constantly on the search, and I was scared of being alone. And as a self-employed entrepreneur, I got to tell you, I lie awake a lot at night wondering if I'm going to be able to keep the business going, wondering if I'm going to be able to keep momentum, and wondering if I'm going to be able to make enough money in the future to help support my family. But after all these years, I've discovered one thing about fear. And that's that it's never really done anything for me. You know, my fear of being good at my job as a Marine, you know, it caused me to make a lot of dumb mistakes. It caused me to hesitate. And it tarnished my leadership ability as a team leader. And it seriously held me back from being the Marine I knew I could be. In my dating life, fear of being alone led me to womanize a lot. And womanizing led me to really bad relationships. It also led me to a lot of alcohol abuse and going out to the clubs and the bars. And there's nothing I can think of that's held me back more in my life than womanizing, going out daily to those bars and clubs. And when it led me into bad relationships, life just got even worse. It led me to a really bad marriage and a bitter divorce. That was a large cause of me being homeless in the first place when I was. And in business, my fear of failure has always caused me to focus on the wrong things, to focus on the little things and not on the big things that were going to help to grow the business and to bring my message to more people. And it found me basically trapping myself in front of a computer, focusing on things that didn't really matter. But here's the biggest bitch about fear. Most of it's made up. Fear is a big old fucking lie. The only thing that it does is it keeps us from being who we truly want to be. Fear is the thing that's going to keep you on your couch because it tells you that doing anything positive, like working out or putting work in on your dreams, is useless. Fear is the thing that tells you you're going to fail whenever you try at anything. Fear is the thing that will tell you that you need to hit the bars tonight and get shit-faced because you're scared of reality. Fear keeps you from wanting to experience everything that life has to offer. Fear is a lie that will tell you that you just aren't capable of great things, and that's going to force you into leading a mundane life. Fear is what's going to keep you from having meaningful relationships. because fear keeps you from trusting anyone else. But how do I know that fear is a lie? How do I know that it's something that's made up? I know because of death. If there's one truth in all of our lives that makes every person on this planet equal, it's death. 100 years from now, everyone listening to this will be dead. Everyone you know, everybody currently living in your family, everyone you see on TV, all the rich people, all the poor people, all the good people, all the bad people, all of them are going to die. And you know what that means? In the grand scheme of things, fear means nothing. Whether we're rich or poor, happy or depressed, successful or stagnant, death is going to touch us all one day. Then the question becomes this. If death is going to happen to us all, then what's the point of holding on to fear? If this is all going to end one day, then why are we not doing everything we can with the limited time we have to make every effort possible to live the lives we want to live? Why would you spend any minute, any second of your life in misery, without hope, without trying? Fear is definitely a lie. And it's the single biggest thing in this world that's holding you back. It's not the world, it's not the government, and it's not any other person on this earth that's preventing you from living the life you want to live. It's you. Fear comes from inside of you. And the good news is that you can stop it from ruining your life at any moment. You just have to commit to stopping it. So what I want you to do is this, and this is an exercise. Take 30 minutes out of your day and go someplace where you can be alone. Take a notebook with you, and maybe some earphones and a radio or an MP3 player. Turn on some of your favorite music. And I want you to write down what you want your life to look like 5 years from this day. This is your life vision. And I want you to write it as if anything were possible. Right? So there's nothing holding you back. There's not a lack of talent, not any financial hardship, nothing. Just get it out and write down your dream life, exactly how you want your life to be 5 years from now. Then I want you to take that vision and I want you to write down a list of goals that you need to accomplish to make that vision come true. Start with the final goal and then work backward all the way to the first goal that you need to accomplish, and set dates for when each goal is due. And make sure that with your vision and with your goals, we're talking about things that are going to be challenging for you. Things that are going to be big, that can change your life. And once you write all this down, I want you to take that piece of paper and I want you to hang it up someplace where you're going to see it every day. And I want you to work on these goals one by one until all of them are accomplished. And when difficulties arise in accomplishing any of these goals, I want you to assess what's keeping you from accomplishing them. What have you been focusing on? How have you been spending your time? Yeah, you might work all day, but could you sacrifice an hour each day of your free time to make that goal happen? If the answer to that is no, then think about this. Whether you're sacrificing an hour of sleep or an hour of television, how much could that little bit of suffering each day for the short space of time be worth if it changed your life forever? The truth is that none of us have anything to lose by pushing harder. Many years from now, you're never going to say, "Hey, I wish I spent more time watching Game of Thrones," or "I wish I spent more time in bed." You'll be thinking about the dreams you didn't accomplish and the life you didn't lead. So take some time and put some work in yourself. lot of you work really hard, but how hard are you working for you? How hard are you working to make your dreams come true? And how much of your free time is spent helping other people's dreams, whether that's an actor on the television whose ratings you're boosting, or, you know, just some random blog that you're cruising on the internet. You can all sacrifice a little bit of your time each day to make your life better. So thank you for listening to this today. I hope each and every one of you does this. And if you do, feel free to send me your vision and your goals. I know it's a very private thing, but if you want to share it with me, by all means, please do. I'd love to hear about them. You can email me anytime at info@warriorsoulapparel.com, and I'll put that email address up in the show notes. And for all of you out there, just kill your fear and dominate life. I love you all. Take care. Semper Fi. Peace.